Heady Conversations with Scott and Miranda.
Hello again, people. We are marching right along into summer at this point. Well, depending on where you live, you might be kind of sweaty balls deep in summer already. glancing at the temperatures across the country and across
we're getting there
a little bit. But yeah, here in Baltimore, we've been spared so far. It's been very windy and rainy, crazy tornadoes and such, but as of yet, not a ton of the heat and humidity that we will surely be oppressed by any day now.
Any day. But now that Artscape has moved, we don't know when the hottest day in Baltimore is.
That's true. It's not quite virtual again. They
moved it into September.
Oh, you're right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And they moved it more up into Station North, as I understand it, too. So we're getting real local here for a second, but it is the largest outdoor public arts festival in the world, as we're told, at least. But yeah, Artscape traditionally hellishly hot on whatever weekend of the year it tends to be. Or torrential crazy downpour that, you know, ruins your time anyway because you just can't go buy art.
We hosted a scooter rally a few years ago that weekend. And let me tell you, that nice long ride that we had through Baltimore at noon.
Nice.
Pretty much killed us for the day.
Yeah.
Everybody needed a nap and a shower and a meal after that because... and 8 gallons of water.
And had burns along their calves and
ankles. And helmet lines.
Yeah, I'm sure. All that good stuff.
But it was great. So yeah, looking forward to the rest of summer, but not the heat.
Yeah. No, I've been pleasantly surprised, and I think the veggies have been loving life, and I know the fig tree's going crazy, and yeah, I think it's been good.
Awesome.
We've gotten off easy so far. But yeah, we're back to talk to you this week about District Cannabis.
Yeah, it's our review episode, and we're going to sit here and try out some new and some old favorites.
Yeah, I was going to say, try out is a little bit of a, what do you call it? A bit of the wrong word this time around, because... we're both familiar with the strains that we're smoking. We're both familiar with this grower. And as we were discussing before we got started, kind of the number one word that comes to mind when you think of, or at least when we think of District Cannabis is...
consistency.
Yeah. Super duper consistent. Batch in, batch out. You know, they just recently went through a big expansion of facilities. Mm-hmm. And we are still very much hoping to maybe see those facilities for ourselves one day.
Fingers
if anybody's
crossed.
Listening, District Cannabis, we had some correspondence going back and forth with them and then just kind of got disconnected, it seems. So maybe we can recontinue that and get us down there so we can check you out, because we really love this flower.
Absolutely.
And we really like what we know about the company. I mistakenly had them confused with District Growers when I first got into the industry and was going around telling people that District Cannabis was a black-owned business, which they are not. But they do a lot of social justice work and inclusionary work and are involved with projects that you've heard us talk a lot about, like the Last Prisoner Project.
Mm-hmm. And they're also very pro keeping cannabis at an affordable price.
Yes.
Which I think is a giant thing for the community.
Yeah, that is the other thing that we both absolutely love about them. You know, they said all along that part of their expansion goals were to lower prices. And unlike a lot of businesses, pretty much the minute they were able to... you know, put those words into action, they did so and started dropping the cost, which I know some dispensaries actually weren't super thrilled about.
Right.
Because District stuff is very popular. You know, they're very consistent sellers as well as the flower being consistent. They perform consistently mm-hmm. in a dispensary where because of that consistency and quality that we love them for, people know the name and go for the stuff on a regular basis. So if all of a sudden you're, you know, what you had to sell for $50 an eighth.
Right. It's 40 now.
Yeah. I mean, because District went right to the people and said, we're going to give all our stuff to dispensaries at $25 an eighth.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they've even gone lower than that now from what I understand. But when they started rolling out the increased capacity that this new grow facility enabled them to do, they immediately put that word out there that they were dropping prices.
And I think that just speaks to the quality of the company. I mean, we all know we're anti-big business, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that they did it as soon as they could, it wasn't just a talking point for them.
Right.
It wasn't just a, oh, hey, guys, we're going to do this for you. We promise. And then it goes just unheard and undone.
And then the addition of them not only saying it, but being transparent enough to tell us what the price yes. point is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not every day that, you know, the dude who sells hamburgers to McDonald's tells you,
right,
hey, you know, I'm only charging them 50 cents for a quarter pounder. So, you know, figure it out if they're charging you $6 for it. And that's the part that I think ticked a lot of other cannabis companies and dispensaries off, is that, you know, there's a certain amount of flexibility in pricing mm-hmm. that you lose when other companies start being that transparent with the consumer. Because if you're not able to grow and sell it for that amount, what yep. are you doing wrong? You
know, exactly.
So yeah, it's just a real interesting approach that we both really respect from them. But of course, if the flower was trash, we would still not be that super interested or, right. or entertained or, amused and enthused to do these reviews, but that's not the case. The flower is always top notch too. So,
yeah,
what do you got?
I'm smoking the Sour Diesel today, which is a newer addition to their repertoire, as it were,
to our Maryland market.
Yes.
We should say
yes. I think she's been available in DC for a hot minute now, but she's looking good, coming in at 21%, 21.65% THC. And 1.99% terps. So overall cannabinoids, 22.88.
Nice.
I'm not mad about it. As we all know, I feel like a sativa shouldn't be super, super high in THC. But I'm here for terps, and yeah, that's what we've got. The alpha pinene is at 0.02%, beta pinene 0.03%. Beta myrcene 0.39%, limonene 0.27%, linalool 0.1%, beta caryophyllene is at 0.68%, high humulene at 0.24%. So if you were looking for a strain that is not going to give you the munchies, yeah. This is the girl for you. And then the beta eudismal is at 0.11%. So fairly terpy.
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Caryophyllene's the highest, right?
Yeah.
0.5 something?
0.68.
0.68, mm-hmm. rather? Yeah. So that's going to give you a decent body effect to go with whatever else you're going to feel.
Yeah. Dry pool's very, very gassy.
Which,
like, super diesel-y.
I mean, that's
sour
what she
diesel.
Should be.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's if your diesel ain't gassy, then you got to wonder if it's really a diesel at all.
For sure. And the bud structure on this is pretty cool. She's very, very fluffy.
Indeed.
And actually probably the most sativa looking bud that I've seen in a hot minute.
Certainly from them.
Yes.
You know, I feel like the Cherry Chem and the Gelato Cake, which are the other strains that we get up here in the Maryland market, are usually fairly dense, tight bud structure.
Tight colas.
Super well trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely has some
fluffy
some fluffiness, some fluff going on. And you know, we should mention, because I just made note of the strains that are available to us here in Maryland, district cannabis is one of the brands that is available both here mm-hmm. and in DC, right? And they have different products available in DC, and different products available here in Maryland. We've talked before about the suppositories they offer.
Absolutely.
We've mentioned the lubricant that they make that's available down in DC. I think maybe I've mentioned the peach flambé is a strain that I've had of theirs before from down there. And I know that you had gotten the sour diesel when we were down in DC.
Yes.
To check out before. So,
yes.
It's, you know, if you're listening to us from the DC market, it might sound weird to talk about sour diesel as a new strain, but it is a newer offering here in the Maryland market from them.
For sure.
Yeah.
And what do you have over there?
So I have one of my best friends, Gelato Cake. Ever since the first time I tried this strain, I absolutely loved it. Numbers on this batch in particular are looking pretty fantastic. Total cannabinoids at 28.22.
Nice.
Total terps at 2.87. And that is predominantly going to be made up of the limonene, which is at 1.15. Then that is followed up with beta-caryophyllene at 0.5. Linalool, which we'll be talking about later in our terp profile highlight this month, is at 0.33. Alpha pinene 0.29, beta pinene 0.17, and then we've got a little osamine 0.15, little humulene at 0.15 as well, and then kind of negligible amounts of myrcene, terpenylene, etc. But yeah, a little bit of everything, and THC at 26.5. So good amount of THC. The CBG is a little bit lower than I like to see at 0.18, but it feels perfectly cured. It's a little bit sticky.
Yeah, this was super sticky.
Yeah. So
really,
to
really
me,
sticky.
That represents a good cure. I'm not sure why that CBG number is so low, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I've got no CBG, CBD, or CBN in this.
The interesting thing about this batch to me, appearance-wise, was there's like next to no purple in it whatsoever,
which is unusual for them.
Yeah, I'm used to seeing a little bit more purple in the Gelato Cake. It's normally got kind of a like a purple ribboning to it almost, where you know none of the buds are like super duper purple, but all of them have a decent amount of it. You mentioned the dry pull on yours. The dry pull on this is exactly how it smells too. It's that gelato creaminess, that like cakey, sugary sweetness of like an icing. That's, you know, it's always got a great smell, a great flavor, and great effects. So
I love it.
Yeah, here we go.
Cheers. And we are both smoking these out of King Palms today.
I was going to roll a joint for a change,
but
Miranda offered up a King Palm, and I have a hard time saying no. So, yeah, I joined in as well.
How's it going over there?
Gelato Cake.
Solid.
You know, it's the same every time. I'm never mad at it. I'm always happy by the end of it. So the parents on Gelato Cake are, Gelato 33, I believe. I'm sorry. Let me find these notes real quick, just so I don't misspeak on anything. But, yeah. So it's Wedding Cake and Gelato 33.
Word.
Just wanted to make sure. They describe it as being a layered mosaic of crushed grapes, sweet kerosene gas, and aged cognac.
I think that's fair.
Cognac, I could definitely see. Mm-hmm. You know, there
aged grapes, even.
There is definitely a little bit of gassiness to it. To me, it's a little more on the citrus side with all that limonene. But yeah, it definitely, you know, has a little bit of that kind of fuminess. You know, super sugar coated as usual. You'll see when I put the pictures up, it's got a good amount of hairs on it, you know, little kind of brown and golden, leaning towards orange a little bit, but not like super duper orangey as far as the hairs go. I'd say more like milk chocolatey. But yeah, really, really pretty bud, even with the lack of that purple that, you know, I like to see. But yeah, it's
just... I thought that was one of the most interesting things that we both noticed, was that there was no purple in that batch.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but I haven't had their gelato cake in a while. Maybe, you know, maybe the expression they're working with now that they've moved into the new facility is a different expression.
Who knows? Yeah. And I have got, let's see, the Parentage on Sour Diesel would be Super Skunk, which is Skunk Number One and Afghani crossed, and also Chem Dog, which is really interesting to me. So a nice hybrid, and then a sour, good God, Super Skunk to me is like, I don't know. Super Skunk to me is like an out-of-body experience generally when I've had it.
I don't think I've ever had just Super Skunk. I've had some Super Skunk crosses, definitely, in like Blueberry Skunk, I want to say.
I do love a Blueberry Skunk, that's for sure.
I know I've had more skunks than that, but I can't. They're not coming to mind at the moment.
But yeah, it's like super Sour Diesel to me is very relaxing, but also very energizing. So great body effects, but also, yeah, I don't feel like I'm pinned down. I can go and do stuff. Great mental clarity, great focus. Yeah, that's where she is for me. And she's tasty.
Always tasty for sure. As I continue smoking on this, it's definitely, you know, like I said, that little hint of sweetness, that kind of like icing kind of sugary, yeah, just pleasant sweetness without being cloyingly sweet in any way, you know, and smooth.
Yes. These are, well, I mean, I've smoked gelato cake before, and I've never had a moment where I've, like, coughed my head off from it. And, I mean, this Sour Diesel is super smooth. I'm getting over a sinus infection, so I'm sorry if my voice is cracking up. But, yeah. This is, I mean, I would say this is probably one of my favorite Sour Diesels that I've had. Of just a plain old regular Sour Diesel.
Yeah, in the Maryland market, I'm trying to think of the diesels that I enjoy.
New York City, East Coast. What else do we have?
Yeah, we've got the ONYCD from Nature's Heritage. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely enjoyed that a time or two.
Who was growing East Coast Sour Diesel for the longest time? I feel like that was like around a lot last summer.
Yeah, I know SunMed does a straight Sour Diesel.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't had their Sour Diesel either.
I haven't had it in a long time. I did definitely try it once. I was not particularly impressed, but I feel like Sour Diesel is one of those strains that if you were involved in the cannabis market before... you know, we had medicinal cannabis here in Maryland. Sour Diesel is one of those strains that's been around for a long time.
Only since the 90s, really.
Well.
I mean, again, it was 10 years ago for me, but for the rest of you.
32 years ago in 1990.
But when I think of like a long time, I think of like back in the 70s.
Well, I understand. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just talking about my personal experience. And yeah, Sour Diesel... Blue Dream, mm-hmm. you know, these are strains that White Widow, although so few people grow White Widow now that when I see it, I almost always grab it.
It's so nice.
Yeah, I generally think so.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I'm really, I have to put this out because I'm getting a little buzzy. Like, too buzzy.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to have to go run around the block.
I am absolutely not putting this out. There's no danger of me getting too buzzy with this. Yeah, I mean, they do describe the gelato cake as a indica-leaning hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I think we talked about this beforehand where I don't ever feel particularly sedated by it, but I definitely always feel that it's a total body high. And I think maybe that's what lends people more to think of it as an indica strain, because you are going to feel it mind and body. You know, there's definitely a very deep, heavy body high yeah. component to it.
For sure.
So,
but I think yeah. it's the high limonene that keeps it from being like
right.
completely sinking into the couch or even like generally putting you out for the night.
Not at all. Right. That's, I can smoke this strain as late as, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock and mm-hmm. not have any sort of, you know, residual jitteriness or anxiety or anything like that. You know, it'll help you relax if that's what you're looking to do. But if you're looking for something to put you to sleep, I would suggest you want something heavier than
absolutely
gelato cake, for sure.
I always use gelato cake for my migraine medication because sour diesel was so hard to find in the Maryland market, and that high limonene is really what knocks it out of the park for me. So if you're looking to medicate with it. For something absolutely specific, gelato cake is great for that. And sour diesel, too.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the other cakes, the wedding cake and the birthday cake, are a little bit heavier on the myrcene and the caryophyllene. You know, it's not unusual to see, like, birthday cake with caryophyllene up over 1%.
Right.
And I don't think I've ever seen it on the gelato cake higher than like 0.6 or 0.7. Mm-mm.
No, it's never super high.
So yeah, if you're looking for that pain relief and deep, deep, you know,
hammer over the head.
Yeah, knock you out, basically. relaxation, like super couch lock indica. Maybe go with the parent, you know, and go with some straight wedding cake or birthday cake, its cousin, or something like that. But the gelato cake is definitely, I feel like, a very middle-of-the-road hybrid, for sure.
I agree. I would agree with that. And I really feel like the sour diesel is she's a sativa. Because, yeah, I would very much prefer not to be sitting in a chair right now.
So, yeah, one of those times where it's not necessarily the terps, it's the genetics.
Yeah.
You know, people report that often with sativas, I feel like, that even though the terps aren't there as far as like pinene or limonene or terpenylene go, there's still, you know, an energizing, uplifting effect.
And especially with the parentage being Chemdog, which is fairly relaxing and euphoric, and the super skunk with the Afghani in the lineage, I would think that this would be much more relaxing. But totally not.
Yeah, Afghani being one of those
knock you over the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Landorus, yeah.
Strains that we've talked about that, yeah, pretty much pure indica there. But yeah, so interesting.
Different, I'm loving it.
Different strokes and, you know, different strains.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, do it for some people and not for others. So
I definitely feel no pain right now, which is probably part of the reason I want to get up and move around.
Well, yeah, that could be it.
But yeah, I definitely, there is no pain involved in my life at this point, and I'm here for it.
Well,
let's get on to linalool.
How about that?
Yeah. Do you know about linalool?
I sure do. One of my favorite herbs on the planet, or flowers on the planet, is lavender.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked before about my trouble sleeping, my insomnia issues that I've experienced over the course of the last several years. And, you know, people will come to you with all sorts of natural remedies and
for sure
this and that. And one of the few things that consistently did always work for me to some degree or another was lavender. So linalool is something that from the minute I started learning about terpenes, I was super duper interested in, because I know that my body reacts to lavender in a big, big way. So that tells me that it reacts to linalool.
And I love the fact that, so it's a non-intoxicating terpene, which I think is very interesting, but it is super psychoactive, which I think is cool.
Right, and we've made that distinction before, talking about psychoactive versus intoxicating. There is a big difference. You know, psychoactive just means playing with the way your brain experiences, feels, mm-hmm. you know, deciphers.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, part of part of the reason the psychoactivity is important is because it works on the neuropathic brain signals and inflammatory signals that are sent through the body. So again, if you're experiencing pain, that linalool is just going to come in there and just boop, knock it out.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not a super common terp.
Right. Or a super high terp that you're going to find in a lot of strains.
Yeah. We've discussed this before where, you know, a high amount of linalool is 0.3
mm-hmm.
or 0.4, you right. know. You can find it occasionally as a 0.5, 0.6, but that is pretty rare.
Oh, I feel like I just had a strain, like, recently that was over 0.5. And I can't remember what it is. And it was either maybe the pineapple upside down cake I may have had, or it was the blueberry headband that I had gotten from, and I don't remember the grower at this point. It's a Maryland grower. I'm sorry. Can't remember them right now.
It's okay.
But in one of those, the linalool was really high, and that was why I bought it.
Yeah, part of, you know, this gelato cake that I'm smoking right now from District Cannabis, part of the reason that I got so excited when I looked at the terps on this was that 0.3.
Yeah.
0.33 to be exact, linalool number that was on there. Because again, not one that you see super often. And when you do see it, it tends to be, a little bit lower, you know, 0.08 or 0.12, something like that. It's just not super abundant. And, a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, she's really just, I mean, she's that great, I'm going to go to, like, again, wrap you in a warm blanket, settle you down for a nice sleep. Just like lavender.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't think necessarily that linalool is heavier than myrcene, but I find that if there's a good amount of myrcene and a little bit of linalool,
mm-hmm.
it's a super, super amplified effect.
Oh, yeah. The same with the beta-caryophyllene, too. If you put those two together, it's very, very sedating. But without feeling like the heaviness that you get with myrcene.
Right.
So, yeah. That's little Miss Linalool. She's not super complicated. She just is what she is. But she's definitely a terpene that you want to look for when you are seeking a good sound sleep and a comfortable sleep.
Sleep, relaxation, anti-anxiety, just depends on what you find her in combination with. In the case of this gelato cake, she's paired with a bunch of limonene. So, you know, I feel like if anything, I'm getting more just of a even keel kind of, you know, chill everything out.
Yeah.
Put the baseline at calm, versus actually being, you know, sleepy or tired or
glued to the chair.
But like you said, totally pain free as well.
Yeah.
You know, the combination of the linalool with that 0.5 beta caryophylline definitely got rid of all the aches and pains, made me feel a little loosey goosey. You know, like you said, wanting to get up and move, definitely feel like I could do that.
Yeah. And to circle back around to District Cannabis for just a minute, I feel like they grow flower that is extremely good for pain control. Because the cherry cam that I've had, gelato cake that I've had, I have a lot of nerve pain, and it takes a really special bag of flour to knock that out. And even with the sour diesel, I'm sitting here and I have absolutely no pain. I haven't moved yet, but that's another story altogether.
Right.
We'll see when I go to fill the water up.
Other things that you can find linalool in, coriander would be the biggest one. Orange flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously lavender, as we mentioned, that's the place where you'll find it most prevalent. Sweet basil, sage, mm-hmm. I know as well.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel like sage has that calming,
absolutely
chill out effect.
Absolutely.
Even just the sage leaves with that kind of soft fuzz that they get on top of them. Good stuff.
I feel like lavender flowers are like that too. They're a little bushy purple flowers. You want to touch them. Same with sage leaves.
Yes.
They're very tactile.
I had a giant lavender bush at an old house once upon a time, and it very much was often the source of tactile pleasure for people standing in that herb garden.
And interestingly enough, all of those herbs that you just read off are very great, like, bee summoners.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that lavender is for sure.
But... yeah, sweet basil, definitely. They love those flowers.
Definitely has a little bit of a spiciness to it.
Mm-hmm.
To go with that kind of floral, a light citrus flavor to go with that floral as well. It's not as one note as pinene,
right,
or limonene, which can be, depending on what type of pinene,
right,
apparently, the alpha or the beta. But yeah, you can have either those real like sharp pine flavors, mm-hmm, or you can have
the earthy, kind
of, yeah, earthier, more spicy even.
Absolutely.
And I feel like linalool is kind of the same way. Sometimes it's super floral and fragrant.
Fragrant. Knowledge.
Like in a Lavender Jones.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is, like, I feel like there is a little bit of spice to this gelato cake. And that is probably in part to the caryophylline as well.
Which absolutely. That peppery... you know, peppery goodness.
But I'm sure there's a little bit of that from the linalool too.
Yeah, I would agree. And you can find her in, she's most prevalently found in like Granddaddy Purple, Do-Si-Do, again, Lavender Jones, like you just said, Kosher Kush, I think is one as well. Yeah.
I feel like it's one that has a lot to do with specific or particular, was the word I was trying to combine there, phenotypes that people are using.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There haven't been even Lavender Jones. Sometimes I pick it up and it's 0.06, you know, and sometimes I pick it up and it's that 0.38 or 0.42.
Yeah.
So it really, I feel like, depends. I don't, you know,
again, on the phenotypes.
who knows, maybe one day we will get our plants dialed into that point where we know what we can, you know, either feed them nutrient-wise or different ways to grow them or light cycles that develop different terps. You know, I feel like hopefully somebody's starting to look at that stuff.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Little.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, she's found in high prevalence in Cindy 99. That was one that I was not expecting.
I mean, Cindy is one of those kind of full body sativas for me. Those are the sativas that I enjoy the most and the sativas I gravitate to. And Cindy is definitely one of them.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting because I don't think of linalool as being prevalent in any super sativa or what I would consider super sativa.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting.
Cindy is well-rounded.
Amnesia Haze, too.
I've never had that one. It's an interestingly named strain, in my opinion. I mean, we all know that, you know, cannabis has the reputation for making us forgetful, but I think studies have actually shown that it can increase other parts of memory.
Absolutely, especially those high pinene strains.
Right. Which make you super focused and super kind of present in your thoughts.
Right.
But yeah, it's an interesting name.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, you know, who, why, where, just tell us what the parents are. I don't mean to be boring with cannabis names, but I would like it to either tell me specifically something about it, and I doubt this strain's going to give me amnesia. I don't know. Maybe
it will. That's not one that I've heard of.
I don't think anybody... I want to say that maybe Tacoma, when we went there, had...
They had a bunch of hazes on the menu.
Which is never a bad thing.
No, I know you'd love a haze. Amnesia Haze, 80 to 20 sativa to indica ratio. Let's see here. This is all very interesting to me. I want to know who your parents are.
Maury. We're going to take a DNA.
We're going to do a DNA test right now and find out who your parents are, Amnesia Haze.
Halfway through the King Palm.
How you feeling?
Happy to report. I'm happy to report. It's you cannot go wrong with District Cannabis Gelato Cake. It still tastes great halfway through, you know, but that's in part due to the King Palm burning so smooth and so perfectly, as they always do, as long as you pack them down correctly. But yeah, still tastes great. Still feeling great.
All right, if you know what the parents are to Amnesia Haze, because the internet apparently just doesn't fucking know, please let us know, because I'm curious.
It might be one of those super secret strains.
Super secret strains. Yeah, the Sour Diesel is hitting me in the right spot. as I'm over here just moving around like I've never ever gotten up in my life. but yeah, loving this. I've only smoked half of my King Palm because apparently, even though I haven't had a 2.5 THC break week, 2.5 week THC break, 21% is a little high for me.
And that is high. You know, I mean, I think we've talked enough about 30%ers and things like that, and people have seen those enough at the dispensaries that I think you get used to that as what's high. No, that's really high.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
20% is plenty high. 18%
is plenty high.
If it's got good terps, if it's got somewhere between, you know, 2% and 4% terps, and it's 18-19%, it's probably going to make you feel good and high.
Yeah. I think people are generally surprised when they're smoking a lower testing strain that really hits them right in the good spot. And that they shouldn't be surprised. And I'm loving the fact that on the internet, I'm seeing more and more people who are getting more and more interested in terpenes, which makes me super happy.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's a more common conversation now, even than it was when we started doing the show.
Absolutely. I feel like even in the past month, it's just been like, terps are better than THC, terps are better than THC. And I'm like, finally.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome to our world. So yeah, I would definitely suggest you go pick up some District Cannabis flower.
Yeah, I mean, the Cherry Chem that we've both had, the Peach Flambe, if you're down in D.C. And that was fun. They actually did, they're the only company that I've seen kind of openly do a pheno hunt.
Cool.
So they put out, I want to say it was like 6 or 8 different versions of the peach flambe.
And that's cool.
You know, did a little feedback thing online where people could vote for the different ones or what have you. And I guess based it on sales and information from bud tenders and other people. And that's how they settled on the one that they ended up using for production at this point.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody. Now, that wasn't in the Maryland market. That was in the D.C. market because we still don't have the peach flambe, as far as I know. But
no, we still only have 3 strains from them.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be getting it soon. Who knows?
I would love to see some more new and interesting flower coming into the Maryland market.
For sure.
I feel like there's been a little bit of better flower that's been rolling through. And I don't know if people are just tuning in their like cure practices a little bit better or their grow practices, but I'm telling you, things have been better, less dry and crumbly, less in need of a Bovita, and really tasty, like good, tasty cures.
You would think.
Going on how many years has Maryland
exactly,
been doing this?
Yeah, three and a half years now, something like that. That they'd be figuring it out. And yeah, it does. I would agree. It does appear that way. I've definitely seen more better batches of things lately than I have in the past few years. So big ups to all the growers out there. Not just District Cannabis, but definitely if you're looking for a nice, well-rounded hybrid or...
Yeah, a nice sativa to get you rolling on your day. I highly recommend it. And we will, of course, update you with little roundoffs on our thoughts on the blog regarding our experiences with Sour Diesel and Gelato Cake.
We are running out of growers and... terps to talk about, but if you have suggestions on which growers or terps we should talk about next, please let us know.
Yeah, you can email us at theheadyconversations@gmail.com, or you can reach out through us through the website at theheadyconversations.com.
Yeah, or you know, you can get at us on Instagram. We always appreciate the reposts and the likes and the shares and all that good stuff. It is hard to break through the algorithm and get exposure for cannabis content, as you all know. Please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Tell your friends if you're comfortable talking about cannabis, and if you're not talking about cannabis with your friends,
why aren't you?
Yeah, right. What are you doing, man? What are you doing to help end the stigma? If you talk to your friends about wine and booze and beer.
Or cigarettes or vapes. Ugh. Gross. Yeah. I know.
But yeah. Sorry if you smoke. That's your choice. I understand. I did it for a long time. But you should try to quit.
Talk to us. Talk to your friends. You can find me at Our Lady of Mary Jane on Instagram. Slide into those DMs and tell me what you're thinking.
About cannabis.
Yes, please. Only about cannabis. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Just want to make it clear. No creeps welcome up in the DMs, hers or mine.
Yeah.
Which you can slide in at your cannabis coach. On Instagram, we're on Facebook too with the group and all that good stuff. So yeah, get at us. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about. Next week, we will be answering some questions about cannabis, as we do.
Yeah, some great listener questions that have been sent in for us to talk about. I'm looking forward to, getting that info out to you. So we'll see you next week, guys.
Peace.
Take it easy. That's gassy.